It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Montevideo for American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, and we are playing a championship game this afternoon in the Southeast American Legion pod. There's four pods with five or six teams in each pod, and right now Dawson will play Montevideo. Dawson will play Montevideo here for the Southeast Pod Championship. Dawson would have to beat Montevideo twice today. Montevideo wins this first game. They're in the winner's bracket. Dawson coming up through the loser's bracket. After beating Madison last night at Nelson Field, a game you heard right here on Q92, 5-4. Dawson eliminating Madison in Legion playoffs. And now here's Dawson here in Montevideo. Again, these two teams played on Friday night, a game you also heard here on Q92. Montevideo winning in the bottom of the seventh inning by a score of 1-0. So two outstanding baseball teams getting after it here in the championship game of American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Boy, there's a lot of people coming into the Montevideo Baseball Complex right now. A lot of Dawson fans to my left. Dawson finishing up their infield. Montevideo has already taken infield. And we're excited to bring this championship game to you. Let's go through what's happened here in this pod. Montevideo got a first-round bye. And they beat Madison 7-1 in their first playoff game, dropping Madison in the loser's bracket. And then, as I mentioned, they beat Dawson 1-0 on Friday. Dawson, they started out the tournament with a one-run victory over Sacred Heart McRae 5-4. Then they lost 1-0 to Montevideo on Friday, and then last night beat Madison 5-4. So here we are, Montevideo and Dawson playing each other. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. First for Montevideo, leading off will be Griffin Epema. Griffin will play shortstop. Ben Gunnlaugsson will be out in center field. He'll bat second. Cooper Dack will bat third and pitch today. He'll be on the mound for Montevideo. Landon Olsen will bat fourth and catch. Brody Dack will bat fifth and play third base. Playing first base and batting sixth is Jackson Baldwin. Out in left field, Jaden Hendrickson. He'll bat seventh. Sam Knoop will be in right field and bat eighth. And batting ninth and playing second base, Dan Gunnlaugsson. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup for American Legion Montevideo baseball team. For Dawson, Eli Olson will lead it off. He'll play second base. Cam Sather will be out in center field. Cam will bat second. Nate Hansen will bat third and play shortstop. Batting fourth, Grayson Olson. Grayson will be catching. Batting fifth and pitching for Dawson this afternoon will be Blake Thompson. Batting sixth and playing third base, Tygan Long. Holland Shocker will bat sixth or bat seventh and play right field. Batting eighth and playing first base for Dawson, Colin Olson. And batting ninth and out in left field, Kyan Mosing. That's your starting lineup for Dawson. They're coached by Braden Thompson and Jeremy Olson. Jordan Thompson is the manager for Montevideo, and the coaches now are standing around home plate with the umpires for today. And Lou Cuno, you can hear him in the background. Lou is one of the best public address announcers around, and he'll be doing the introductions here and playing the national anthem. So we'll take a couple-minute break here as we completed our State Farm Insurance starting lineups. We'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch between Dawson and Montevideo in American Legion Baseball playoffs.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimmel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto, the County, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Welcome back to Montevideo, everyone. The national anthem has been played, and we are ready for some American Legion Baseball playoffs. Championship game in the Southeast Pod, Montevideo and Dawson. On the mound for Montevideo will be a right-hander, and he throws hard, Cooper Dack. Cooper Dack will pitch for Montevideo. They're in their purple uniforms. And first up for Dawson is Eli Olson. Eli, in last night's game against Madison, started out with a base hit to left field. And so Eli swinging a good bat here. Coach Thompson making his way to first base coaching box. Jeremy Olson over at third base. And overcast skies here in Montevideo, but the temperature is just perfect. And we are ready to play some baseball. Glad you're with us on Q92 on this Saturday. And it's exactly noon hour, and we are ready to go here. All right, here's it. Dawson's Eli Olson. The winner will be the Southeast champion, and there's four pods that'll get together next week. That's two out of three, I understand. Here's your first pitch of the ball game, and it's inside for a ball to Eli Olson. Cam Sather on deck. Next pitch by Dak, and there's a strike. Cooper throws hard. We watched Griffin Ebema pitch an outstanding game Friday night, as did Tygan Long. At Dawson Myers, a ground ball to third. Brody Dak feels it, throws over to Jackson Baldwin, and there's your first out. So a 5-3 put out, and one out here. One out here, and here's Cam Sather. Cam scored a winning run last night in the bottom of the seventh inning against Madison. Off the bat of Grayson Olson. Hit the short there, and an error there for Madison allowed Sather to round third and score, beating Madison 5-4. And the pitch there to Cam is the ball, 2-0 count. Get to your defensive lineup here a little bit for Montevideo. Next pitch to Sather, and that's a strike. Two balls, one strike to Cam. 2-1 count to Sather. Dak in his windup, and the pitch, there's a ground shot down the right field line, just foul. Defensively for Montevideo, we got Landon Olson behind the plate, Jackson Baldwin at first, Dan Gunnlaugsson at second, Griffin Ebema at short, Brody Dak at third. That's your infield for Montevideo. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Sather. It's outside for ball three. We've got a full count. Hendrickson in left, Gunnlaugsson, Ben Gunnlaugsson in center, and Knoop in right. There's a full count pitch, chop foul. Coach Olson fields it in the third base coaching box. Another beautiful day to play baseball. Full count, pitch, foul back to defense by Cam. Cam's swinging a hot bat lately, especially in the last couple weeks for Dawson. Here's the next pitch, and that's high for ball four. And so a walk there, and Dawson has a base runner with one out here in the top of the first. And that's going to bring up Nate Hansen. Nate had an RBI single in the fifth inning, scoring Sather last night against Madison. Another outstanding game between Dawson and Madison, or Lacapral Valley. Last couple months, those two teams have battled hard. One run victories. There's a swing and a miss by Hansen. Nice catch there by Dak. Strong right-hander for Montevideo. He's working from the stretch because Sather's on first base. Throw over to first, and Cam gets the uniform dirty. Gets back safely. Umpires decked out in their red shirts today. I like that color for umpires. They stand out. Here's the pitch. Inside. Nice job by Landon Olson, Montevideo catcher. Most of the Dawson fans are to the left of me in the bleachers. They're all up on the top rows here under the trees for trying to catch some shade. Here's 1-1 count. Sather with his lead at first. Curveball missed for ball three, or ball two, excuse me. Glad you're with us on Q92. Dawson wants to win the championship. They'll have to win two games here today as they are coming up through the loser's bracket. There goes Sather. The pitch is fouled back. 2-2 count here to Nate. Nate pitched a few innings last night in that 5-4 win over Madison. 2-2 count to Nate Hansen. Sather was off on the pitch last time. One out here in the bottom of, or top of the first. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. Full count. So Dak has gone full count to Sather, and now full count to Nate Hansen. Big pitch here for Cooper Dak. Here it is. Swing and a miss. See, chasing outside ball there. Strikeout number one for Cooper Dak. Good pitch by Dak. Well, and that's two outs. Big strikeout there for Cooper Dak. Here's Grayson Olson. Bottom of the seventh last night, Grayson put the ball in play, allowing Sather to score the winning run. Two outs, top of the first. Cam Sather over at first base takes his lead. Here's a swing and by number 12, Grayson Olson. Falls it over our head here at, in the press box. I got the umbrellas out below me here. Montevideo purple and yellow colors. A lot of umbrellas. Pitch inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Talk a little bit about the Junior Legion baseball playoffs. The first round was started yesterday. Throw over to first. Oh, Cam just got back. Good move by Dak over to first base. Cam almost got caught leaning there. Here's two outs here. And there goes Sather in the pitch. And here's the throw from Olson down to second. And Sather's in there, slides in there safely with a stolen base. That was a good throw, though, by Landon Olson, the Montevideo catcher. He threw it right on the money. But Cam is so fast. And he had a good slide there. It was a close play at second, actually. So let's see what Grayson Olson can do here with a teammate on second base and two outs. Dak's pitch is down low for a ball. Nice baseball facility here in Montevideo. They've made a lot of improvements over the years. 3-1 pitch. Oh, look out. Almost hit him. Ball four. Almost hit him, but that was ball four anyway. So Dawson now with runners on first and second and two outs and brings up Blake Thompson. And now we're going to have a pinch runner here, a courtesy runner for the catcher, Grayson Olson. And looks like Aiden Dahl. Aiden Dahl will be running. So Dahl with the lead. They're not holding him on. First and second base. Dahl on first. Sather at second. Blake Thompson at the plate. He's pitching today. And a breaking ball in there for strike one. Nice curveball there by Cooper Dak. Blake can help his cause here. Here's the 0-1 pitch. There's a high fly ball left field. Hendrickson camps underneath it, the left fielder, and he hauls it in for the third out. So Thompson flies out to left field, and that'll end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and Dawson leaves two on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first. You're listening to American Legion Baseball Playoffs right here on Q92. No score.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouth-watering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Paul Ramo back here in Montevideo. No score between Dawson and the Legion Baseball playoffs. Hey, the place to be Monday is going to be in Appleton. At the Appleton A's field, I think they should call it Centennial Field. It's the Little Sioux League Baseball 7th and 8th grade championship game between Lacaparral Valley and Canby. That's Monday, this coming Monday, 5:45, opening ceremonies. AmVet Color Guard will present the colors. Then Callie Kahn will sing the national anthem. And then 6 o'clock, first pitch between Canby and Lacaparral Valley. That's 7th and 8th grade league. They're playing for the championship. So there's going to be a full concession stand with burgers and hot dogs. And get this, if you show up at the game at Appleton Ball Field Monday, everyone gets a free freezy. How about that? Everyone gets a free freezy. So come on out to the Appleton A's baseball field there this Monday for the Little Sioux League championship game between Canby and Lacaparral Valley. Should be a good time. All right, no score here in this Southeast Pod Championship. Montevideo wins this game. They will move on in Legion playoffs, and Dawson's season will come to an end. All right, here's Griffin Epema batting. He'll lead it off for Montevideo, facing Blake Thompson. First pitch outside for a ball. Defensively for Dawson, we've got Grayson Olson behind the plate. Here's the next pitch to Epema, and that's a strike. Grayson Olson behind the plate. Colin Olson at first. Eli Olson at second. And there's a fly ball to left field. Mosing underneath of it, and Kion makes the catch. So Griffin gave more of a line drive than a pop-up, and nice job by Mosing out in left field. Played that one nice. One out. Here's Ben Gunnlaugsson, a left-handed batter. And the next pitch is a strike called Ben. Yeah, Olson, and Olson at catcher in first and second. Too bad the shortstop and third base ain't named Olson. There's a shot over the head of the second baseman, Eli Olson, out in his left center, right center field. And Ben Gunnlaugsson gets the first hit of the game. Just out of the reach of a jumping Eli Olson at second base. So, Montevideo, Ben Gunnlaugsson at first. Here's the pitcher, Cooper Dack. Montevideo is Jordan Thompson, manager at third base there. So, Ben with his lead. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike to Cooper Dack. Landon Olson on deck for Montevideo. Blake Thompson, right-handed pitcher, only senior on the high school team. Throw over to first. Oh, that was close. Gunnlaugsson got back. Quick move there by Thompson off the mound, throwing the first to Colin Olson, and just about picked him off. Thompson ready to pitch to Dak, and now time called by Dak, I believe. Got Nate Hansen playing short, Tegan Long at third. That's your infield for Dawson. Once again, from the stretch, Blake Thompson's pitch to Cooper, and it's high for a ball. 1-1 to Cooper Dak. Out in the outfield for Dawson, I got Mosing in left. Cam Sather in center, Holland Shocker in right. 1-1 pitch. Strike two called by the home plate umpire. Yeah, I got to give a shout-out, a happy birthday to Jody. Jody Mosing celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Jody. One ball, two-strike pitch coming to Cooper. Oh, way outside, gets by the catcher. And Gunnlaugsson's going to ground second. He's going for third. And he's at third, and oh, he's safe. Oh, I thought he was out. What great pace running there by Ben Gunnelson. It was a wild pitch. It got back to the backstop. Dawson's great down, and I watched Gunnelson. He didn't even hesitate. He rounded second. He got the third base, and the throw was there. Looks like he was going to be out, but not sure what happened there. But base umpire said he was safe. Here's a called strike three to Cooper Dack. Nice pitch by Blake Thompson. Right on the inside corner there. And that was a big strikeout for Dawson's Blake Thompson. Now there's two outs. Boy, that, I can't get over that base run in there by Ben Gunnelson all the way from first to third on a wild pitch. And Grayson Olson, the catcher for Dawson, he threw that ball from the backstop fence here right on the money to third base to Tegan Long. An awful close play there, but safe was the call by the umpire. Landon Olson batting. And one ball on him. And here's the pitch. Outside for ball two to Landon Olson. Well, a run, an RBI out there for Landon Olson and Ben Gunnelson at third base. There's no score here. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Blake Thompson from the stretch. And a foul ball over the first base dugout out of play for a strike. American flag out there not moving at all. And overcast sky, so here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. A fastball by Blake Thompson. This is the catcher, Landon Olson, batting. Big pitch here for Blake. 2-2 count, two outs, runner on third for Montevideo. And the 2-2 pitch. Chopper foul. And Olson stays alive. And we'll do it all over. I was going to say overcast skies. The outfielders and infielders don't have to look into the sun or fight the sun trying to catch a ball. 2-2 pitch. We'll do it again. Here it is. And a ground ball foul. Ooh, what a fielding play by Coach Jordan Thompson at third base. He barehanded that one on a shot off the bat of Landon Olson. Two outs. Can Dawson get out of the jam here? Here's the pitch. And, oh, it's low and inside. What a stop there by catcher Grayson Olson. Grayson Olson acted like a hockey goaltender there. And now we got a full count to Landon. Gunnelson at third. Here's the pitch. Chopper in front of home plate. Thompson fields it. Throws the first, and there's your third out. And you can hear the Dawson fans below us here. No runs, one hit, no errors, and they leave Gunnelson at third base. We're going to go to the top of the second. No score between Dawson and Montevideo in this Southeast Pod Championship game. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Paul Ramo here in Montevideo this afternoon for American Legion Baseball Playoffs. We have no score between Dawson and Montevideo, and Dawson will be batting here in the top of the second inning. Nice crowd here in Montevideo on this Saturday afternoon. And it's going to bring up Tegan Long, Holland Shocker, Colin Olson, and Kyan Mosing, the first four batters there for Dawson. Well, Montevideo threatened there, leaving Gunnlaugsson at third base. There in the bottom of the first, Cooper Dack pitching. And here's the first pitch to Tigan. And it's inside for a ball. What a job Tigan Long did Friday night here in Montevideo, as did Griffin Epema pitching. It was a pitcher's duel. And the only mistake was Tigan hit the first Montevideo batter there in the top of the seventh and eventually came around to score the winning run. But Tigan pitched outstanding. Three balls, no strikes to Tigan. Tigan Long. Cooper Dack in his windup and the pitch inside for ball four. The third walk of the game for Cooper Dack. He walked Grayson Olson and Cam Sather in the first inning. Here's Holland Schacher, right fielder for Dawson. Throw over to first. And Tigan gets back. Tigan's probably one of the fastest runners for Dawson. Let's see what Coach Olson does here at third. Here's the pitch, and that's outside to Holland Schacher. Holland made a defensive catch in right field last night versus Madison right on the foul line for the third out. Otherwise, I would have scored a couple runs. Pitch is one ball, one strike to Holland. Dak from the stretch, and the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Big cut there for Holland. Tigan Long over at first base after drawing a walk. We have no score here. We're in the top of the second inning. Cooper Dack from Montevideo delivers. Swing and a miss. He chased a high fastball. Second strikeout of the game for Dack. And I think Holland would want that one back. Here's Colin. Number 22, Colin Olson, the first baseman. And Dak again checks the runner at first and the pitch. Yeah, and inside for a ball. Kyan Mosing waiting his turn on deck. 1-0 count to Colin Olson. Dak's pitch. Pop foul over the first base bleachers. Quite a few Montevideo fans to our right here and Dawson fans sitting to my left and a few right below us here. Concession stand is open. Already had my hamburger, cheeseburger I should say. And it was good. Pitch is high for ball two, 2-1. They got a really good concession stand here in Montevideo. Grilling brats, hot dogs, hamburgers. Two balls, one strike. Strike two called to Olson. Playing the corners there, Cooper Dack is. So with one out, see what Tigan does here at first base. Has his lead. It's a good one. Here's a 2-2 pitch to Colin Olson. Popped up in the infield. Griffin Epa, the shortstop. Oh, he's going to let it drop. And then he picks it up. They're going to call an infield fly there, right? Oh, running around. Okay, one out. And Tigan Long is out. Colin Olson at first base. Colin, here's Kyan Mosing. Kyan Mosing, the pitch inside for a ball. No score between Dawson and Montevideo. Mosing at the plate for Dawson. Here's the pitch from Dak. And that's a strike. 1-1 count, I believe, to Kyan Mosing, left fielder for Dawson. Olson at first base. And the pitch popped up right side. This might be catchable in foul territory in front of the dugout, and it's not. It goes into the dugout. So Mosing, the first baseman for Montevideo, Jackson Baldwin, crashed into his dugout there on the first base side. One ball, two strikes. Demosing. The pitch popped up right side of the field. Canoop coming in, and he makes the catch diving on the right field foul line. Sam Canoop. Wow. That was a great catch off the bat. I'm boasting. I thought I was going to drop in there for sure. And a great catch there by Sam Canoop, the right fielder for Montevideo. That's the third out. And we're going to go to the bottom of the second. No score between Dawson and Montevideo. We'll be right back after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, Paul Ramo back here in Montevideo, still 0-0. This is the way it started out Friday, last Friday, between these two teams, when Montevideo won 1-0 in the bottom of the seventh. Blake Thompson pitching for Dawson and Cooper Dack pitching. Montevideo has one hit. Blake Thompson will face Brody Dack, the third baseman, Jackson Baldwin, and Jaden Hendrickson, the first three batters. Montevideo here in the bottom of the second inning. Once again, Dawson would have to beat Montevideo twice today to advance into the American Legion playoffs. And a curveball in there for strike one to Brody Dack. Here's the windup in the pitch by Thompson. Inside for ball one. One ball, one strike. Last night in Junior American Legion Baseball, Madison defeated. Here's the next pitch. Strike two called. So Madison will advance in the Junior Legion Baseball playoffs. They're going to play Canby. There's a ground ball, third base. Tegan Long fields it, makes the long throw to first, and we got one out. Yeah, Madison Legion, they're going to play number two seed Canby at the Irish Yard in Milroy. And that's on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. And so a big game there. And if you've never been to the Irish Yard in Milroy, one of the better fields. And oh, it hits batsman. First pitch to Jackson Baldwin. He was hit right on the shoulder. And for the second inning in a row, Montevideo has a base runner. One pitch to Baldwin, he was hit. Here's number three, Jaden Hendrickson. I believe it was Hendrickson on Friday that had the sack fly. No score here between Dawson and Montevideo once again. And in the pitch, a bunt laid down, and it's going to go foul down the third baseline. So Hendrickson calling on the bunt here with Baldwin over at first base. We'll go through the other Junior Legion games here, playoff games. All of them will be played on Tuesday. One strike to Jaden Hendrickson, the left fielder. Thompson working from the stretch now. Here's the pitch. Curveball in there for a strike. 0-2 count to Hendrickson. Sam Canoop on deck for Montevideo. Bottom of the second inning. Pitch here from Thompson. Popped up in the infield. Colin Olson, the first baseman in foul territory, makes the catch and then doubles up. Baldwin is off first base, and Colin Olson made the catch just by the first base coaching box. And for some reason, Baldwin was all way off the bag, didn't get back to first. And a double play there to end the inning. That was strange. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We'll go to the top of the third inning with no score in this Legion game between Dawson and Montevideo. We'll be right back.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. Us helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo. No score between Dawson and Montevideo. And there's called strike three as we come out of commercial break. Eli Olson goes down on three pitches. And a strikeout there. That's strikeout number three for Cooper. One out here in the top of the third inning. No score between Dawson and Montevideo. 0-0 in the Southeast Pod Championship game. Here's Cam Sather, who walked in the first inning, took a first pitch ball there. Cooper Dack in his windup in the pitch to Sather is down low for ball two, 2-0. Pitch. Strike called. He wanted to go and he held up and it was called a strike. Two balls, one strike. Dak working quickly here. Oh, check swing and follows it towards the third base dugout. These two teams went 0-0 all the way to the seventh inning on Friday. Great game. 2-2 pitch. There's a shot to left field. And that might go in the gap. And no, the left fielder picks it up. Sather's on his way to second base with a double. Cam Sather, opposite field hit to left field. And he walks in there with a double.
The shortstop is number three,
a double there for Sather. And see if Dawson get a run in here. Here's Nate Hansen. Batting for Dawson, and he swings at the first pitch, pops it up behind home plate. The catcher has an opportunity, and he makes a catch. What a catch by Landon Olson, the Montevideo catcher, almost up against the backstop. That was a huge out there. So Nate Hansen pops out to the catcher behind home plate, almost up to the fence. He's actually running right at us here. And he just snagged it out of the air. Nice job. Here's Grayson Olson. That's a tough play for a catcher, let me tell you. Threw his mask off and had to run hard back to make the catch. Tough play. Pitch is a strike. And I know how hard that is because I used to be a catcher. Used to be. And that's tough catch to make there. Here comes the pitch to Olson with the runner on second. Curveball in there for strike. Nice breaking ball there by Cooper Dack. Grayson walked in the first inning. 0-2 pitch with two outs. Baffler on second. Swing and a miss. Struck him out to end the inning. Nice job by Dak to end the inning there. So for Dawson, no runs on one hit. That was Sather to left. No errors, and they leave Cam left second base. We'll go to the bottom of the third with Montevideo coming to bat. You're listening to American Legion Baseball Playoffs right here on Q92. No score.
One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
All right, Paul Ramo back here in Montevideo. We've got another good game going on between Montevideo and Dawson in Legion Baseball, and there's no score. Each team has one hit apiece. We're in the bottom of the third inning, and Montevideo will send up their 8-9-1 batters. Sam Canoop, right fielder, made a great catch off the bat of Mosing last inning. Right on the right field line, diving for the ball to end the inning. Here's the pitch from Blake, and it's a strike. Blake has one strikeout here through two innings, and has given up one hit. Here's a little ground ball, hit the short. Hanson fields it, throws it low in the dirt, can't pick it up. Knoop is on his way to second. Ball was hit to Hanson, and he was charging it hard. He had to charge it hard because it wasn't hit that hard. And Canoop, the ball was in the dirt. Colin Olson, the first baseman, couldn't scoop it up. It got by him. So Canoop goes down to second base. That was an error. First error of the game. And here's the number 9 batter, Dan Gunnlaugsson. Monty with a runner on second base now. Here's the pitch. It's a high fly ball. Center field, Sather doesn't have to move much, and he'll make the catch. High pop-up by Gunnlaugsson to center for one out. Now the top of the order for Montevideo and Griffin Epema. What a high school season he had for Montevideo Thunderhawks this year. Montevideo with a runner on second base. That's Canoop after reaching on an error. So Canoop, Epema at the plate with a runner on second. No score. Pitch inside for a ball. Ben Gunnlaugsson on deck for Montevideo. There's one out. And Blake Thompson from the stretch. Ground ball to the right side of the field. This might be tough. And it's knocked down by the second baseman, Eli Olson. Boy, Eli broke, almost on second base bag when that ball was hit. He covered a lot of ground because he was out of position. When his usual second baseman, he was trying to hold Canoop closer to second base. And nice piece of hitting by Epema there to the right side of the field, and Eli Olson got there. He actually knocked the ball down to keep it going to right field. So Canoop is at third base. He could have scored there. Canoop could have scored if Eli Olson wouldn't have stopped that ball. And I had a good view of Eli. He covered a lot of ground on that hit there by Epema. The runners on the corners for Montevideo, and batting is Ben Gunnlaugsson. And the pitch is high for ball one. One ball, one strike to Ben. So Montevideo threatening here with no score in the bottom of the third. One out. Gunnlaugsson got a base hit to right center field in the first inning. Coach Jordan Thompson flashing the signs there to his ball players on the corners, first and third. He's got a bunt, and he bunts it foul for strike two. One ball, two strike count to Ben. Canoop at third, Epema at first. See if Blake can do here with a one ball, two strike count to Ben Gunnlaugsson. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to short. Hansen out of position. He's not going to make a throw. And Montevideo scores the first run of the game. As a base hit, RBI single by Ben Gunnlaugsson. And that was almost the same play. Hansen was more towards second base. And when the ball was hit where he would usually be standing than short. And Nate did get over there and make the fielding play. So 1-0 now, Montevideo leading here in the bottom of the third. Now they have runners on first and second. And here's Cooper Dapp, the pitcher. Cooper struck out and is only at bat in the game here in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Oh, it gets by the catcher, went right between his legs. Oh, and Epema trips over to third base bag and crashed and burned there. Hopefully he's going to be okay. So a ball was thrown in the dirt, and Grayson Olson trickled right between his leg and ran all the way to the backstop. And that advanced Epema to third and Gunnlaugsson to second. And Coach Thompson making sure Epem was okay. There's a cloud of dust there when he rounded 30. I don't know if he tripped on the third base bag Epem did or what happened, but he's going to be okay staying in the game. So now Montevideo with runners on second and third and one out. Pitch inside to number two, Cooper Dack. 2-0 count. Blake Thompson trying to work his way out of a bit of a jam here now. Thompson checks his runners on second and third. Curveball in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike to Montevideo's Cooper Dack. Montevideo scored a run here off Ben Gunnlaugsson's back, scoring Canoop. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Strike two called. 2-2 count now. Epema at third base, Ben Gunnlaugsson at second, and Cooper Dack at the plate. 2-2 count, one out. Blake delivers. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Strikeout number two for both times to Dack. That was a big strikeout there. Now Blake, see if Blake can do with Landon Olson. Landon grounded out to Blake in the first inning. Blake Thompson out there, full heat there. He's trying to catch some air, moving his jerseys around. And we're ready to go. Here's Landon Olson from Montevideo. Pitch way outside. Nice stop by Grayson. Three hits now for Montevideo, one for Dawson. We're in the bottom of the third. Here in Montevideo on a Saturday afternoon. Next pitch. Oh, another outside pitch. Another nice stop by Grayson Olson, the Dawson catcher. Two balls and one strike. Dawson and Montevideo and American Legion baseball playoffs here in Montevideo today. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball third, and I think it's fair. It went right over the bag. This is going to score two runs. Oh, my goodness. 3-0, Montevideo. Landon Olson, that ball went right over to third base bag. And that's a 2-RBI single for Montevideo's Landon Olson, the catcher. scoring Epema from third, Gunnlaugsson from second, and it's 3-1. Oh, they're going to challenge Dawson's challenge that he missed third, but base umpire, home plate umpire said nope. Big hit there for Landon Olson. Scoring two, making it 3-0, Montevideo. Here's Brody Dack. Two outs. Here's Thompson's pitch. And it's a strike. I mean, that ball was right on the line, right over the bag of third base. Watch the home plate umpire. He called it fair right away. Ground ball foul by Brody. Well, the Dawson bats going to have to come alive now when they come up next. 3-0 Montevideo. Thompson trying to get this third out. Here's the pitch. Oh, it's behind. Throws it behind Brody Dack. Dack just stood there. Ball went right behind him. One ball, two strikes. Blake checks his runner at first. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Wow. That was a big two RBI single for Olson. He's over at first base. Blake pitching to Brody Dack. He throw over to first, and they got him. A pickoff. Blake Thompson just picked off Landon Olson at third base. And Blake with a quick move to first to end the inning. So, three runs on three hits, one Dawson there, and nobody left on base. Well, let's see what Dawson can do now. They're down 3-0. We'll go to the top of the fourth inning right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Canby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Paul Ramo back here in Montevideo, and Montevideo put up three runs there in the bottom of the third inning, and they lead Dawson 3-0. Dawson coming to bat here in the top of the fourth now, and we'll see what happens. Dawson is just one hit on the day, and that was by Cam Sather last inning. Glad you're with us on Q92 for American Legion Baseball. I think we got a pitching change here. We got a pitching change, right? Pitching change? Oh, still Cooper? Okay. Thought there was a pitching change there. Cooper Dack still pitching. Here's Blake Thompson to lead it off for Dawson. Let's see if Dawson can put some hits together here. 3-0 in Montevideo. Cooper Dack just finished up his warm-up pitches, and we're ready to go here. Here's the first pitch to Blake, and he swings at the first pitch down the left field line. Foul out of play. Boy, more and more people coming into the baseball field here in Montevideo this afternoon. Another good game between Dawson and Montevideo. Cooper Dack in his windup, and the pitch to Blake Thompson, and that's outside for a ball. 1-1. Saturday afternoon, pitch is a strike. Ooh, strike called, strike two. Yeah, I know the old-time show, the poker show, is supposed to be airing right now, and hopefully we can get some of that in after the game. For all of you listening, there's a shot to center, and Gunnison drops to a knee and makes the catch. Ben Gunnison running in and dropped to a knee and made the catch out there in center for the first inning. Here's Tygan Long. Tygan walked in the first inning. Dak delivers, and that's outside for a ball. The number three, Tygan Long, Holland Shocker, waiting his turn on deck. Next pitch, strike call. One ball, one strike to Tygan. The windup in the pitch, curveball, strike two. One and two to Tygan with one out here. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Montevideo with that 3-0 lead. And a swing and a miss for strike three. And that's the fifth strikeout. Wait, no. Two, three, four. Yeah, fifth strikeout for Cooper. Here's left-handed batter Holland Shocker. First pitch to Hollins down low. The winner of this game is the Southeast Pod Champion. And they'll meet up with the other pods. There's four pods. And they'll meet up. I think that it starts next Tuesday or Thursday. Ground ball. A short dribbler to short. Epema charges it, fields it, throws the first, and they get him. Oh, and a close play. Very close play. Nice job by Griffin Epham of the shortstop. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for Dawson. We're going to go to the bottom of the fourth, and Montevideo has that 3-0 lead. You're listening to American Legion Baseball Playoffs right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Paul Ramo back here in Montevideo on this Saturday afternoon, beautiful Saturday afternoon. Montevideo leading 3-0. All right, here's Cooper Dack, the Montevideo pitcher, or Brody Dack, excuse me. Brody Dack batting. Hey, head on over to the last day of the Yellow Medicine County Fair in Canby. That's where I'm headed after the games. Here today, and stop by our Q92 booth. There's a chopper, first pitch to Dak, fielded by Tygan Long, throws the first for the out. Tygan Long to Colin Olson for out number one. Here's Jackson Baldwin batting for Montevideo. Yeah, I'll be over in Canby at the fair. Stop by our Q92 booth in the exhibit building. Register for some prizes and say hi. Here's Blake's pitch. Another first pitch swing right back to the pitcher, Blake Thompson. So Thompson throws over the first, and there's two pitches and two outs. How about that? Let's see if Jaden Hendrickson swings at the first pitch. And Blake would keep his pitch count down pretty good there and get out of this inning. Here's the pitch by Thompson. Curveball in there for strike. Hendrickson did not swing at it. That was pitch number three for the inning for Blake Thompson. Pops that one up second base. Eli Olson makes the catch. four pitches in that inning for Blake Thompson. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for Dawson. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for Montevideo. And Dawson coming to bat here in the bottom of the fourth. They're down 3-0. We'll be right back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 Sports Booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
All right, Paul Ramo. Paul Ramo here in Montevideo. Just got an update in the other pod. Grand Falls won the championship in their pod, beating Kirkhoven, KMS, or beating Kirkhoven Legion by a score of 5-1. Here it's 3-0 Montevideo, and Dawson batting here in the bottom of the fourth inning, or top of the fifth, excuse me. Top of the fifth. And here's the pitch to Colin. He swings at that one and chops it back. Colin Olson, Kyan Mosing batting next for Dawson in the top of the order, and Eli Olson. Wind up in the pitch by Dak is high for a ball. Dak just threw his 63rd in pitch. Here's the pitch. There's a swing and a miss for strike three. Colin Olson goes down swinging for the first out. And that's strikeout number 6 for Cooper Dak. Here's Kyan Mosing. Kyan batting, and he got robbed of a hit down the right field line by Sam Canoop a couple of innings ago. He swings at the first pitch. Mosing does. Grounds at the second base. And Dan Gunnlaugsson fields it and throws over to first for the out. So Mosing grounds out to Gunnlaugsson at second for the second out of the inning here in the top of the fifth inning. And here's the top of the order now for Dawson, Eli Olson. And the pitch by Dak, he swings at that one, fouls it back for strike one. Well, the sun is peeking between the clouds here. It's cloudy and it's sunny. Swing and a miss. Big cut there by number 6, Eli Olson. Eli's grounded out to third, and he struck out last at bat. 0-2 count. Here's a windup and the pitch. Curveball swung on, hit the third. Brody Dak feels it. Look at the long throw to first, and that's a 1-2-3 inning. Nice job by Brody Dak at third. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base again. And we're going to go to the bottom of the fifth. Montevideo has that 3-0 lead. You're listening to American Legion Baseball Playoffs on this Saturday afternoon. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive
from Syngenta. Brought to you by
with Golden
Hanson
Harvest
Dental
Corn
Clinic.
And
even
NK
when they're young,
brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric.
Take it. 3-0, Montevideo leading Dawson here, and Montevideo batting in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ball game moving right along here. Once again in the other pod, Granite Falls defeated Kirkham 5-1 today. So the winner of this game here, Dawson or Montevideo, would play Granite Falls on Monday at either here in Monty or in Dawson. If Dawson happened to win two games here today, they would host on Monday the second round of the American Legion Baseball playoffs. All right, let's see who's leading it off here for Montevideo here. It's the 8-9-1 batter, Sam Canoop. Curveball in there by Thompson. Really has a nice breaking ball. One strike. Next pitch, and that's outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Next pitch outside. For ball two, 2-1 to Sam Canoop. Dan Gunnlaugsson, number 9 batter, on deck. Next pitch high for a ball. Well, I've done a lot of baseball this spring on Q92 and summer, I should say. After the Legion coverage is over, we'll pick up ball four. So Canoop draws a walk here in the bottom of the fifth, and Montevideo gets their leadoff batter on. Here's Dan Gunnlaugsson. After our Legion broadcast season is over, we'll pick up the Lando Ducks League baseball playoffs, region playoffs. Pick up a few games there. I believe next weekend, Madison will be hosting the first round. There's a bunt laid down by Dan Gunnlaugsson, and Long picks it up at third base, throws Gunnlaugsson out, but he advances Canoop to second. Tegan Long throwing Gunnlaugsson out for the first out. Now we're at the top of the order in Griffin Epema. Griffin Epema batting. Canoop down to second base after advancing on the bunt from Dan Gunnlaugsson. And here's Epema. Thompson from the stretch, and the pitch swung on to the backstop. Yeah, next next Friday or Saturday, Madison will host the first round of the region amateur baseball tournament. Heard Matt Munson on the coach's show this morning. Swung on and fall back there by Epema. 0-2 count to Griffin. A lot of baseball to be played yet. 0-2 pitch. Thompson checks his runner at second, which is Canoop, and the delivery. Ground ball to the right side of the field. That's going to sneak in there. And it's a base hit for Epema to right field. Canoop holds it up at third base. So Epema just between Colin Olson and Eli Olson, between first and second. And Shocker quickly got it in field to hold Canoop at third. So here's Ben Gunnlaugsson with runners on the corners for Montevideo. They have a 3-0 lead, looking for some more runs here now as we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Blake Thompson, throw over to first. Hey, it gets by Olson. That's going to score a run. Epema's on his way to third base. Nobody backing up behind first there, and Epema goes all the way to third base. Canoop scores, making it 4-0. Blake Thompson threw it over to first, and went way wide right of Olson. And there's a lot of room in the right field foul area, a lot of room, and Epema didn't even break stride. He went right from first to third. Here's number one batting. Ben Gunnlaugsson with a strike on him. Fouled it back. So it's 4-0 now. That's a second error for Dawson in the ballgame. Here's a pitch from Thompson. And that's fouled right behind, right in front of us here. Oh, went into the concession stand. Did you hear that? I believe it did. It went into the window of the concession stand. Wow. Everybody's having a good chuckle about that. Nobody got hurt in the concession stand. That was a foul ball that went over the fence and behind the fence behind home plate, and it reached the window of the concession stand here in Montevideo on that foul ball. 0-2 pitch popped up by Gunnlaugsson, and the shortstop, Nate Hansen, in shallow center, makes the catch for out number two. Here's Cooper Dack, the pitcher. Cooper has had a tough day at the plate, striking out twice. He's due. At third base is Epema. And Cooper Dack ready to roll here. 4-0, Montevideo. Here's the pitch from Blake, and a ground ball foul down the third base side. He ripped that one. Junior American Legion baseball playoffs continue Tuesday. Two games in the Irish Field and two games at Richter Field, it looks like. Here's the pitch. Nice stop by Grayson. Dawson catcher. 1-1 pitch coming here to Cooper Dack. Two outs. Thompson. Pitch. Swing and a miss. For strike two, I believe. One ball, two strikes to Cooper. Blake taking his time here. Blake Thompson on the mound for Dawson. Now the 1-2 pitch. And that one's fouled back over the first base dugout out of play. Yeah, you don't expect working in a concession stand a foul ball's going to come in here in the window. And that's what happened. One ball, two strikes. Thompson's pitch outside. Another nice stop by Dawson's catcher, Grayson Olson. 2-2 count, two outs. Montevideo leading 4-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Blake with a runner on third base. Thompson delivers, and a chopper foul by Dak. And Cooper will come back and pick up his bat. 2-2 count. We'll do it all over. As mentioned, the Junior Legion baseball game, Madison's going to travel to Irish Yard Milroy on Tuesday to take on number two seed Camby. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Popped up. Or grounded to short. Ground ball to short. Nate Hansen fields it. Throws the first for the out. 6-3 put out, and that was the third out. Montevideo picks up one run, one hit, one error, and one left on base. We're going to go to the top of the sixth here in Montevideo. Dawson down, 4-0. Let's see if they can get the bats going. We'll be right back after this.
Bumper harvest from golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
All right, Paul Ramo back here in Montevideo, 4-0, Montevideo leading Dawson here in the top of the fifth inning. Got to give a shout-out to the five Dawson Boy Blackjacks basketball players. They're playing for the Southwest Minnesota Stars this weekend in Kansas City. So the Blackjacks getting some court time here. playing for Southwest Minnesota Stars. I know Poik and Yaman for sure, Stratmone, just to name a few. All right, let's see. We've got Cooper Dak continuing on the mound here, 71 pitches on the game. Well, Dawson needs to rally here, down 4-0. Top of the sixth inning, Cam Sather will lead it off for Dawson. Here's the pitch from Cooper, outside for a ball. Sather has walked, got a base hit in his two at-bats. Next pitch down low, oh, it's a strike called. Strike called there by the home plate umpire, Cam Sather. Nate Hansen waiting his turn. There's a pop-up, shortstop. It's in the infield. Now the third baseman comes in, and Brody Dak will haul it in for the out in the infield there by third base. One out. Other Junior Allegiant games on Tuesday at the Irish Yard. Number 3 seed Montevideo taking on Sacred Heart McRae. That's a 7 o'clock game. Oh, there's the first pitch by Hansen, and he hits it out to left field for a base hit. Nate Hansen picking up a hit there on the first pitch. Now it's Sacred Heart McRae and Montevideo at 7, and Camby and Madison at 5. Just outside of Milroy, one of the best ball fields around, that's for sure. Here's the pitch, or the throw over to first. Hansen gets back, and Bold will take on Dawson, Junior Legion team in Granite Falls at 7 o'clock at Richter Field. Here's the next pitch down low. Number 12 batting, this is Grayson Olson. Grayson walked and struck out. Hansen, throw over to first, and Hansen gets back. Four nothing. Four runs, five hits for Montevideo. No runs, two hits for Dawson with two errors. All four runs unearned. Swing and a miss by Grayson Olson. All four runs Montevideo has have been unearned. 1-1 count to Grayson Olson, the pitch from Dak. And he hits that one deep, left field, way back. And that's way back. And it goes into the corner. Fair ball. Rounding third. Here's the play to the plate. He's out! Nate Hansen trying to score. Wow! Jaden Hendrickson, the ball well hit by Grayson Olson, the left field. And deep left field, went in the corner, and the left fielder, Jaden Hendrickson, hit his cutoff. Was that Epema that hit the cutoff there? Hendrickson threw it to Epema. Yep, to Epema, and then Epema threw a strike to Landon Olson, and it was close there at the plate, but nice job, nice relay by Montevideo. All right, here's the Blake Thompson batting. Two outs now. Nate trying to score from first base. And it was a perfect relay from deep left field. It's a 320 sign out there where Hendrickson picked the ball up. Well hit ball by Grayson Olson. Now the pitch gets away from the catcher, and Olson will go down to second. So Grayson will be at third base now. Well, nice defensive plays there. And now the next pitch popped up. This might be catchable. Hendrickson, the left fielder, coming over, and it can't get to it in time. One count to Blake Thompson. Runner on third there, two outs. Nate didn't really slide at home, but nice job by the catcher, Landon Olson, are hanging on the ball. Small collision there at home plate. Umpire called him out. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Runner on third for Dawson. That's Grayson Olson, Blake Thompson at the plate. Cooper Dak working from the windup. And now time called. Thompson gets back in the batter's box. Wind up by Cooper, and the pitch is high and inside for ball two. 2-2. We'll have now time call. The home plate umpire got a courtesy runner. Might be Dahl. Aiden Dahl is running at third now in place of Grayson. 2-2 count, two outs. Here's the windup by Cooper Dak, and the pitch is popped up way left field, and left fielder Hendrickson running over, and he makes the catch on the run. And deep left field, and that'll end the inning for Dawson. No runs. Two hits, no errors, and they leave one on base. We will go to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Montevideo. The score remains 4-0, Montevideo over Dawson in American Legion Baseball Playoffs. We'll be right back.
Sports, brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
All right, Montevideo batting here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They lead Dawson 4-0. The winner, if Montevideo wins this game, they'll play Granite Falls, I believe, here on Monday in the second round of the playoffs. Granite Falls winning their pod. Here's the first pitch, and it's a pop-up. And making the catch in shallow center field is Nate Hansen off the bat of Landon Olson. One pitch, one out. We did that. Blake only threw like four pitches. One out here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's Brody Dak, the third baseman. Brody has grounded out to Tygan Long twice at third base in the game. So he's getting around on the pitches there. Blake Thompson continuing on the mound here for Dawson. And he swings at the first pitch, and Sather, the center fielder, makes the catch. What's going on here? Two pitches, two outs. Here's Jackson Baldwin. Let's see what Jackson's done. He was hit by a pitch in the second inning and grounded out to the pitcher. A curveball in there for a strike. Two outs, two pitches, and two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Swing and a miss for strike two. So Blake, 0-2 count. And the pitch. There's a ground ball. Hit the Hansen at short. Then he feels it, throws the first, and that's a 1-2-3 inning for Dawson. And now they're going to come to bat here in the top of the seventh inning, and they need some runs if they want their season to continue. And they are down 4-0 to Montevideo. We'll be back with the seventh inning right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your Telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Paul Ramo here in Montevideo on this Saturday afternoon, American Legion Baseball Playoffs. And this is the championship game of the Southeast Pod. And right now, Montevideo has a 4-0 lead with Dawson coming to bat here in the top of the seventh inning, down 4-0. Well, Tegan Long, everybody needs to get on base if you're a Dawson ball player. Tegan Long, Holland Shocker, Colin Olson, Kyan Mosing. First four batters here for Dawson. Facing Cooper Dack, who's pitched a great game. Pitches a strike, fastball for strike one to Tegan Long. Wind up in the pitch. Curveball outside for ball one. 1-1 to Tegan. Tegan has struck out and walked. Ball two, 2-1. Wind up and the pitch. There's a pop-up behind home plate. Not going to go out of play. Ooh, it bounced right in front of everybody here, right below us. Few people got out of their lawn chairs. Not too many people moved, though. Next pitch, swung on and fell back. 2-2 pitch. 6 strikeouts on the day for Cooper Dack. Cooper, 2-2 count. And the pitch. Ooh, just missed for ball three. Full count to Tegan Long. Full count pitch. Strike three called. Tegan Long called out on strikes. Strikeout number 7. And here's Holland Shocker.
Right fielder, Holland Shocker.
One out here in the top of the 7th. Swung on and fouled out of play for strike one. Cooper Dack delivers outside. One ball, one strike to Holland. Colin Olson waiting his turn. Beautiful Saturday afternoon here in Montevideo. There's a ground ball hit the second. Dan Gunnlaugsson. Easy fielding play, and there's two outs, and Montevideo is one out away from winning the Southeast Pod Championship. And here's number two batting. There's a different batter here.
Colton Bothan
batting for Chris Colin Olson. So Colton Bothan trying to keep the Dawson Legion team alive. No clock in baseball. You play that final out. Swung on and fouled back there by Bothan. Next pitch, ball. We have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Wind up in the pitch by Cooper. And he swings at that one, pops it foul for strike two. So Cooper Dack, one pitch away here from his team advancing on. And Boffin, one ball, two strikes to Colton. Here's the windup in the pitch. Swung on, oh, he got a piece of it. Stayed alive. And the home plate umpire's out of baseballs. Montevideo scored three runs in the third inning and one in the fifth. All four runs unearned. Bothan, one ball, two strikes to Bothan. Here's the pitch here by Cooper Dack. Who knows? Steps up. Time called. Crowd kind of quiet here. Next pitch outside for a ball. Two count, two outs. Here we go. Bothan, the pitch. Ooh, that one missed for ball three. We got a full count to Colton Bothan. Two outs. Here goes a wind up here by Cooper, the 3-2 pitch. Strike three called. Strike three called, and that's a 1-2-3 inning, and that ends the ball game. Montevideo defeats Dawson 4-0. We'll take a commercial break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters. Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back to Montevideo. It's the Neon Needles post. Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Your final score, Montevideo 4, Dawson nothing. Line scores read, Montevideo 4 runs on 5 hits and no errors. Dawson, no runs on 3 hits and 2 errors. Blake Thompson pitched 6 complete innings, gave up 5 hits, 4 runs, none were earned, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. Cooper Dack pitched a complete game shutout, allowing 3 hits. He struck out 8 and walked 3. So nice job there by Cooper Dax. So Montevideo wins the Southeast Pod. They're going to play the Southwest Pod champion, Granite Falls. Granite Falls defeated Kirkhoven this afternoon by a score of 5-1. So Granite Falls will be playing in Montevideo this coming Monday, 7 o'clock start. And that's the best 2 out of 3 series now. Then the winners will move on. 4 pods play each other in the state Legion tournament in a couple of weeks. So that completes the season for Dawson Legion team. And a few seniors possibly playing their last baseball game. And Blake Thompson. And they've had a good summer and an outstanding high school baseball season as well for Dawson. So they played well this summer. Next broadcast is going to come Tuesday. We're going to pick up Junior American Legion baseball playoffs now. Tuesday, Madison will take on number 2 seed Camby at the Irish Yard in Milroy. That's a 5 o'clock start on Tuesday. That's Junior American Legion baseball. And this weekend, I believe, the region amateur baseball tournament begins, hosting in Madison. The Mallards, the Drakes, the Rosen Express. We'll see who is going to be playing in Madison this weekend, this coming next weekend. We'll be covering some town team ball as well. All right, that wraps up our broadcast, our Legion broadcast for the summer. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and to our fine sponsors here on Q92. And we'll see you Tuesday from the Irish Yard in Milroy with Madison and Camby in Junior Legion baseball playoffs. Once again, your final score here in Montevideo. Montevideo 4, Dawson nothing. Good afternoon, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree.